3 test. Welcome from Zurich.
Okay, good enough. Okay, Mario, you're on.
Okay, thanks. I think that's the strangest feeling I ever had to talk with my Mac here, and probably, I don't know how many people are over there.
Three.
Hey, no answer. Now I hear you, great. Okay, this is Zurich calling 12 points to KDE and Academy. I hope you enjoy it over there. I don't want to switch all the time. I think I'm somewhere on a big screen in a hole somewhere over there in the Czech Republic. I posted the link to the slides of my two presentations now to the Academy channel on IRC, so if you want to download it, you can follow what I tell you here more or less. The first talk is about communication, and communication is everything, so it's already quite special that I'm doing this remotely. And before I really start with the presentation, I'd like to thank a lot Peter for his patience and all of you to look at me this way. So the presentation is about communication is everything, or how to get people involved. A short overview, I have 14 slides, and first I want to tell you, or at least for the people who don't know me yet, something about me and what I'm doing in KDE, and why I think, and some other people think, that it's of some value that I talk about communication here and communication in KDE. Then we look first at some different forms of communication, because there are a variety of forms of communication. Just for my background, I'm not a professional in communication. It's just what I teach myself, the same as I did free software and computer science in general. So it's just my humble opinion that I tell you here, but I think you can hopefully of some value for you. After the different forms of communication, I tell you about how to bring new people to your project. KDE as a big community, as a quite diverse community, has several projects, smaller, larger, more public ones, more, I think, cooler ones, which is directly visible to computer users, and library stuff is mostly not that visible and cool for most computer users. And before, we will probably have some time for questions and me to thank you and some people. I want to tell you some simple rules for constructive communication, because there are two kinds of communication. You can destructively communicate, so you can fight against each other and see who wins, or you can constructively talk with each other, communicate, and build something up and make something greater than the two pieces that there were before.
One more interruption, really sorry, but if you want to have the slides in the video that's going to be published afterwards, you will switch on screen sharing. You will need to switch on screen sharing. Because if you just post them in the IRC, that's not going to be available for people to watch it afterwards.
Okay, so let's give me a minute. I will download them and then switch.
Yeah, if you want that, I think it's a good idea.
Yeah. So, let's see, screen sharing.
Only if it works on the first try.
Yeah. Do you see that?
Yes.
Cool.
Okay.
So, we are on slide 3. Sorry, I have a small cold, and I don't know how long my voice will survive. About me and what I do in KDE. Let's see. I need a watch somewhere. A clock. I'm 35 years old. I think I don't know where I'm in the crowd of KDE people. I'm married, father of soon two kids. studying education. Actually, I'm right now at the Institute of Education at the University of Zurich, and I'm studying computer sciences. Worked as a teacher and still working as a teacher in a vocational school where I teach informatics trainees, and I'm working as a webmaster where, as I think, the technical stuff doesn't really interest me, but the communication there is quite interesting because one needs to communicate with a lot of different people in the institute as well, webmaster with different skills, so that's something that helps me for this presentation as well. Some hobbies in no particular order are sciences, gardening, skiing, near Rondeau, family, free software and data, that's why I'm here. Member and founder of several free software organizations through the years. I think I started with free software something like in the late 90s of the last century. And in KDE, I'm a user of KDE software, and just to say, you probably already met me as one of the branding police guys who will tell you what KDE is and what KDE isn't and why you need to say it correctly. I'm a contributor on KDE since 2009. That's mostly, it's more or less exactly the time when the Rondeau meeting started. I do a lot of coordination, translation, promo stuff, writing some dot stories. I did some of the bigger fundraising campaigns of KDE where I was involved, and I do a lot of communication. I always think most of the work I do in KDE is actually just communication. And I'm the main organizer of the Rondeau meetings, which is a KDE Tech Summit, for the people who don't know it. Shame on you. Different forms of communication. That's a general overview about what communication is or what communication can be. A short definition, which I would write down as communication, is the art or a way of information exchange that may happen between humans, between other animals, or between a human and a computer. There are different ways. There are different communication channels, and there are different kinds of communication. We have, for example, verbal communication, which is the one mostly used and probably mostly understood in science. That's in KDE, it's used, for example, mostly in email. That's another thing I can mention at this place. I'm currently finishing my diploma thesis, my studies, and I did two papers, or the diploma thesis and another paper about KDE. My diploma thesis was about media choice, media usage in KDE and other free software communities. And one of the clear signs or clear results, the results of the work of the diploma thesis weren't that great, that new, but one of the results was clearly that email is throughout the most used communication media and the most the one that's seen as the most important one. Then we have IRC, instant messaging, video chat, face-to-face meetings. Other communication forms are non-verbal communication. You can communicate via body language. Don't see me, but normally a speaker stand in front of you and wave with their arms and heads and whatever they can grab and throw something out to you. That's a kind of communication and language as well. So if they don't like you, they will spread some water over you. That's some bad way of communication, probably. Smelling is another way of communication. Fortunately, you're lucky because it's quite hot in here and you don't need to smell me. I think that's good for you. Hi, Valerie. and feeling, touching is another way of communication, of course, as well. Then writing and reading text, static text, is another way of communication as well, which is promo work in KDE, for example, release announcement, dot stories, etc. Or images, of course, is a great way of communication, but probably the visual design group is much more capable of telling you about this. And even coding, writing in programming languages is a way of communication, even if you don't write any comments in between your lines of code, which is bad, but that you already should already know, but that's a way of communication, of course, as well. So I become a bit faster because time is running out, more or less. This talk is about communication, how to communicate about your project, how to get new people to your project, and how to keep it alive so that it's not just a single person, which is mostly known as the notorious bus factor. So if just one person is responsible for a project and this person gets hit by a bus, then the project more or less won't survive. So our goal for this presentation is how to get new people into your project and how to get people to know that you have a project at all. So we switch over these reasons. And as I said, the goal is to bring new people to your project. First and foremost, the most important thing is that people need to know about your project. So you have probably a great project about, don't know, documenting your gardening with videos and sensors and your tablet, and it's really a great project that a lot of people would like who like gardening, but nobody knows about it because you don't have a website, you don't have a wiki page, you don't talk to a lot of people outside of your project if there are more than one person in your project. So there's a great project, but nobody knows about it, which is really a great failure. And I think in KDE we have some projects which are at least great, which could need some more publicity in a simple web page or even wiki page. Then, if people know about it, sorry, people need to be aware of your project. And we know the World Wide Web has a lot of web pages. 99% are outdated and aren't alive, so you need to talk and communicate regularly. So you should blog, write articles, talk with people. Talk with people outside of your community, outside of KDE. Talk with people outside of your interest circle. Make probably a video. Do some social media stuff. That's where I'm not that good. Facebook, Twitter, and co. And then, if people are aware that your project is alive and probably of interest to them, you should be ready to get new people. If they want to contribute, if they want to help, if they want to become a part of your project, you should be ready, probably. We have in KDE something like the junior jobs, which are quite great, good. So first show them a way to enter, a link somewhere on their website, on your in your program, how to contribute, how to support you. Financially, that's another topic. But show them a way into your project. And then prepare probably some simple tasks. That's always good. Mostly these are tasks which are could be completed by you in a minute or something. And if somebody comes and helps you, it takes an hour. So it's a quite big time factor. But you need to know that if 10 people come to you, now I see that this presentation was originally by Sebas. Yes. If you spend this time to help new people, they will learn and they will finally, at least more percentage, most, let's say 10% of the people who say that they want to help you will finally stay with your project and will help you. And then that's, I don't know if it's an English term as well, it's a snowball effect. More people, or a chain reaction, something like that, the more people you have, they can then teach other people as well. And in the end, if everything worked fine, you have some more people and that could participate and help you in your project. Some rules of constructive communication. These rules, as I said already, are not official, but seem to be useful, and at least what I learned. And I think of myself that I'm communicating mostly quite constructively. Another good source is, of course, the code of conduct of KDE and other projects. If you didn't read it yet, you should do it this evening or some time. And there are some rules how you could write and communicate and write constructively. Rule number one of my five rules, I think, are these: always expect the good and the best intentions. If you communicate with somebody else, if you talk with somebody else, think about him as a good guy. And if there is a misunderstanding, think about it that's really a misunderstanding, not that the other one wants to attack you. Rule number two, always try to make people understand what you want and mean. Don't try to show the people that you're right. It's communication is not about winning the competition, at least not the communication we talk about here. It's really about finding a common common sense, finding a common ground where you can talk so that everybody understands the same thing about it, and then from there you can build up. And if you don't find the common ground and just want to show that you're right and you see it in another way than another person, it won't really work well. A common example for the common ground or common understanding is all of you can think about a tree, and I'm sure that everybody has another picture of a tree in your mind. So you, if you want to talk about the tree with the person right or left of you, you first need to have the same, more or less the same picture of the tree before you can talk about branches and leaves of this tree and where you want to plant it, etc. Communication is shouldn't be too emotional, and if you, as I said, mostly we talk via email. If you are angry or emotional and want to answer to something, if it's a good, constructive or destructive message, wait an hour, ten, and count to ten, or sleep over it. It's mostly not having good outcome if you write it in anger or furiously. Rule number four: in different languages, try to use a good and constructive tone in general. Well, there are different sentences in different languages. What goes around comes around. Ask the question, so the answer. Salut, ton, qui fait la musique? Wie man in den Wald schreit, so schallt's heraus. It's not a competition. Try to see the other one with whom or who you talk as equal and not as lower or higher than you in some kind of scaling. And the last rule, which is important for us as well, we are an international community, so our common language is English, but most of us have English not as their mother tongue or native language. So if there is something you don't understand, think of it as a misunderstanding and not of an attack. If English is your mother tongue, help us to write correctly, probably, and help others and keep this in mind. I know that there are always people who like to attack, but it's quite easy to ignore them. We have different technologies for them, and it's mostly not very constructive to write more than one mail or one sentence on IRC to them. Just ignore them. That's quite easy with our technologies. And don't try to show them that you're right, which is a very relative term. So to finish this talk, I think time-wise we're quite good. Conclusion. In the end, I think you can be quite proud to be part of this community, despite all hurdles. We have different languages, different cultures, different ages, different religions. We're quite diverse and heterogeneous community. It works really well, and some of the guys at the last Rondar meetings told me, if you look or watch the current world news, and you see all the conflicts we have now because of religion and other cultural stuff, and you see the people and the different cultures at the Rondar meetings, it's really nice to see how it can work and how constructive it works in some community, which are not just KDE, there are other communities as well, but I think we are doing it quite good. So that was it from my side for this talk. I'd like to thank again Peter for his patience and nonetheless making it possible that I could talk. Still strange, I have no idea what you're doing over there. You could all sleeping, I wouldn't notice it. There. Thanks Albert for the templates. Thanks Sebas for his templates as well. Actually, thanks yours. Thanks my family and everybody else and all you great people over there in the academy. Enjoy it. And if you have questions, we could try to answer some of them.
Yeah.